The state is weighing how to move forward with an oil and gas risk assessment. The Palin administration project was initiated in 2007 in response to corrosion-caused spills at Prudhoe Bay, but a contractor-devised methodology is drawing criticism. Longtime industry analyst Richard Feinberg says 2 years and over $1 million have been spent on an unreliable, data-driven strategy.
They don't have access to the data they need to assure that it's real, and they don't have access to the facilities to see what condition they're in. And the project should be boots on the ground looking at the facilities, not streams of computer data somewhere.
Feinberg and others are also critical of the project's narrowed scope. Longtime Department of Environmental Conservation on-scene coordinator Ed Meggert says the entire focus is now on infrastructure components.
Initially, it had three elements. One was looking at the actual structure itself, the infrastructure, the physical side. Then it looked at the process safety. Okay, what sort of programs did the industry have in place to guarantee integrity? And the third was government oversight of that process. Somewhere along the line, the last two got taken out.
Meggert says that makes the assessment pretty much useless. State Project Manager Ira Rosen says analysis of industry and government oversight still fit into the assessment. He says the Department of Natural Resources is separately looking at government regulation, and industry oversight is indirectly incorporated into the state assessment.
As far as our project goes and the proposed methodology, those elements, that is, their internal management programs, processes, et cetera, are factored in as coefficients or elements to consider in the value of the risk, numerical value. What Dr. Feinberg and others are kind of suggesting is that oversight or lack of oversight is in itself an initiating event.
Rosen says the state has not renewed a contract with a Doyon subsidiary that developed the proposed methodology and will look for another company to take over.